Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Money Girl, a podcast that helps you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. I'm Laura Adams, a personal finance expert and author based in Silicon Valley. You can learn more about me at lauradadams.com. While you're on my site, be sure to sign up for my newsletter. I send out a notice when the podcast is live each week with a link to the show notes and audio. You can also check out my tools page to see many of the resources that I recommend to help you earn more, save more, and accomplish a lot more with your money. If you're a homeowner, you sign a mountain of paperwork and may be feeling the weight of carrying the mortgage. If you're eager to pay off your mortgage ahead of schedule, or maybe you're just wondering about the best tactics to use when you are ready, this show is for you. I'll cover who should pay off their mortgage ahead of schedule. Owning a home free and clear is terrific, but it may not always be the best use of your money. You'll learn 8 ways to make it happen as quickly as possible when it is a smart financial move for you. As always, don't worry about taking notes because I'll post a transcript in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 443 called 8 Ways to Pay Off a Mortgage Early. And at quickanddirtytips.com, that's also where you'll find the full archive of podcasts that predate what's available in iTunes or any other audio app that you may be using. I recently mentioned that the show is now on Spotify's mobile app. If you're a Spotify user, once you open it on your device, just enter Money Girl in the search bar. When it comes to prioritizing your debt, mortgages are way down on the list. For many, that advice may seem counterintuitive because mortgages are a huge debt to carry. Let me summarize the pros and cons of getting rid of a mortgage before we cover 8 strategies to do that. In a nutshell, the advantage of paying off a mortgage, or any type of debt for that matter, early is that you pay less interest. For example, if you owe $150,000 on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 5%, your monthly payment will be about $800. If you keep the mortgage for a full 30 years, you'll end up paying a total of $140,000 in additional interest. Yes, that almost doubles the actual cost of the property if you have it for 3 decades. But if you get a $20,000 windfall and use that money to pay down your mortgage, let's say it's in the 4th year, you'll pay off the loan in 23 years instead of 30, and you can cut the total interest from $140,000 down to $98,000, saving about $42,000 over the life of the loan. And by the way, I cover a lot more about the advantages of having a mortgage and whether you should pay it off early in podcast number 431, called Should You Get or Pay Off a Home Mortgage? So I highly recommend you listen to that one. Now let's talk about the disadvantages of paying off a mortgage early. The disadvantages come when your money could have been better spent. Mortgages are relatively cheap debt. They also come with tax benefits that can make them cost even less. Right now, the going rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is just over 3.5%. That's just amazingly low. Once you send extra money to pay down a mortgage, it's tied up in your property. If you unexpectedly lose your job or suddenly have a large expense, you won't be able to get that money back easily, if at all. Additionally, you may be losing out on the opportunity to invest your extra money for returns that are much higher than the after-tax rate that you're paying on your mortgage. For instance, investing in a mutual fund in a Roth IRA that pays 8% on average is better than paying down a mortgage that only costs you 3% after taxes. Now, there's certainly some risk involved to investing, but in a lot of cases, it's pretty easy to get higher returns than you're going to get from paying off your mortgage. While getting rid of any type of debt is ultimately good for your finances, paying it off in the right order is essential. So always consider your mortgage in the context of your entire financial situation. For instance, if you don't have an emergency fund, you're not investing at least 10% of your gross income for retirement, or you have high rate debt like credit cards, payday loans, or student loans, don't even think about sending extra money to your mortgage. Living mortgage-free may sound good, but the bottom line is that it's not always the best use of your money. You're much better off saving for emergencies, getting rid of expensive debt, and shoring up your retirement funds before paying off your home ahead of schedule. In show number 364, called When Not to Pay Off a Mortgage, you can learn more about when and why it's a bad idea to send extra money to your home loan. So I don't want you to come away from this podcast thinking I'm telling you that you should never pay off your mortgage, but what I'm telling you is that you have to look at it in the context of your entire financial situation. For most of us, your money will be better spent in other areas. I received an email from a Money Girl podcast listener named Christian who asks, "My wife and I have no debt except our mortgage. We max out our retirement accounts, contribute to 529 savings plans, have life insurance, and invest in real estate. Now we have extra money to pay off our mortgage. What accelerated mortgage strategies do you recommend?" Christian, thanks so much for your question, and congratulations to you and your wife for creating a very healthy financial life. Christian didn't mention if he has an emergency fund, but I'm going to assume that he does, and if he and his wife also have savings equal to 3 to 6 months worth of their living expenses and expect their future income to remain steady, they're perfect candidates to begin chipping away at their mortgage. So if it's right for you, how do you do it? Well, the key to paying off a mortgage or any debt early is simple. Send more money that gets applied to the principal balance. With a fixed-rate mortgage, a portion of each payment goes toward paying down both the debt and paying interest. But the proportion of principal and interest within the fixed payment changes each month. In the early years of a fixed-rate mortgage, the portion that's credited to principal is very small, and the interest you pay is proportionately high. Now, this shifts over time and is eventually reversed. By the end of a fixed-rate mortgage, most of your payment is credited to principal, and you pay very little interest. This happens because as the principal balance amortizes or decreases, so does the amount of interest you pay. But since the monthly payment always stays the same, the excess is subtracted from the principal balance each month, helping you build increasing equity in your home. So the faster you pay down your principal balance, the less interest accrues and the shorter your loan term will be. I give you much more information about this in Chapter 8 of my book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. There are some great mortgage calculators that show how paying down your principal can shorten the length of your loan and save money. Check out the mortgage payoff calculator at bankrate.com or do an online search. With a fixed-rate mortgage, paying extra to your principal doesn't change your monthly payment, but it does shorten the loan term, allowing you to pay it off faster. It works differently with an adjustable-rate mortgage, or ARM. When you pay extra, it has the opposite effect. Your payment goes up or down on rate adjustment dates, but your term doesn't change. An ARM gets recalculated so that the remaining length of the loan always stays the same. So paying extra to principal on an ARM will not decrease the term, but it will save you money because you pay interest on a lower remaining mortgage balance. If you want to learn more about ARMs, check out show number 283 called 7 Things to Know About Adjustable Rate Mortgages. You'll find it in the show archive in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Before you make any extra mortgage payments, be sure that your lender does not charge a prepayment penalty. Most don't, but do your homework and double check. If paying off a mortgage early is wise for your situation, there are many different strategies you can use. Some are easy on your pocketbook, but take more time, while others may be more challenging for your finances, but whittle down your balance faster.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, let's jump into our strategies to pay off your mortgage early. Strategy number one, make bi-weekly payments. Some mortgages offer an accelerated bi-weekly payment schedule instead of a monthly schedule, which is a great strategy. Bi-weekly payments are not magic. They simply take advantage of the fact that there are 13 weeks in each quarter, not 12, and there are 52 weeks in a year, not 48. By paying one half of your mortgage payment every other week, you end up making one extra full payment each year. This strategy works especially well if you get paid every other week, so the biweekly loan payments occur close to each payday. Here's an example from Chapter 5 of my book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. Christine's fixed-rate mortgage is just under $160,000 to be repaid over 30 years at 6.5% interest. Her payment is $1,000 per month or $12,000 per year. If she keeps that payment schedule over the life of the loan, she'll pay a total of about $202,000 in interest. But if she makes bi-weekly payments instead, she pays half the monthly payment or $500 every other week. That means she pays a total of $13,000 per year instead of $12,000. Keeping a biweekly schedule reduces Christine's interest expense from about $202,000 to $184,000, saving $18,000. Not to mention that she'd pay off the loan in just over 27 years instead of 30. Brilliant. Problem is, some lenders may not offer a biweekly payment schedule because they don't want to give up any interest income or deal with the administrative hassle. Instead of applying your payment to principal early, they may just put your money in an escrow account and hold it until they receive your full payment. If that's the case, making biweekly payments won't do you any good. So check with your lender about the best way to start making biweekly payments. If they make it complicated or want to charge you a big fee to do it, simply use another payoff strategy that I'm going to cover here in the show. Strategy number two, make an extra payment each year. If you can't get a mortgage lender to apply biweekly payments as you send them, just make one extra payment a year that gets fully applied to your principal balance. Let's say your monthly mortgage payment for principal and interest is $1,200. You could divide that over 12 months and save $100 per month. At the end of the year, you've got a nice extra amount to send. As I previously mentioned, the key is to make sure that the extra mortgage payments get applied to your principal, not just set aside for the next payment. Make it clear by putting, quote, apply to principal in the memo section of your paper check or your online payment to make sure it gets applied appropriately. Or you could make the payment through an online account with your lender. Most of the big banks like Wells Fargo, Chase, and Bank of America have payment portals where you can easily indicate that extra payments go to your principal balance. Strategy number 3, add an extra amount each month. If you're determined to pay down your mortgage early, every little bit will help. Instead of saving to make an additional large payment once a year, pay an extra amount each month. Let's say you have a $100,000 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 4.5%. If you add an extra $100 to your payment each month, you'd pay it off almost 9 years earlier and save over $26,000 in interest. So find a number that works for you, no matter if it's an extra $10 or $1,000 per month. If you get a raise, send the net increase in your paycheck to your mortgage each month. You won't even miss the money. Strategy number 4, apply your windfalls. While you can pay off your mortgage in a slow, steady way by regularly paying the same extra amount each month, you don't have to be consistent. There's nothing wrong with sending one big payment when you can. If you get a bonus at work, a tax refund, or an inheritance, put all of it toward your mortgage 1 month and then go back to your regular payments. Strategy number 5, round up your payments. If you don't have a lot of extra money to put towards paying off your mortgage early, you could simply round up your monthly payments. For instance, if your payment is $970, why not just pay $1,000? Again, be sure to indicate that the extra should go toward paying down your principal balance. Strategy number 6, set a target payoff date. If you have a specific date in mind that you want to be mortgage free, such as on your 50th birthday, when your kids are finally out of the house, or when you retire, figure out how much extra it'll take. Since the math is complicated, use the mortgage calculator that I previously mentioned to crunch the numbers. And of course, I'll have a link to that calculator in the show notes in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. You can enter different amounts of extra payments in the calculator until the final payoff date is close to your target. Strategy number 7, refinance. One way to pay off a mortgage faster is to refinance at a lower interest rate, for a shorter term, or both. Keep an eye on rates and seriously consider refinancing if they fall at least 1% below the rate you're currently paying. Refinancing does come with expenses, so for it to be a good deal, you need to be sure that you'll stay in your home for long enough to recoup the costs. If you refinance for a lower rate, you could continue paying your old, higher payment, sending the extra to your principal. The amount you'll save depends on your situation, but it could be thousands of dollars and would probably shave years off of your loan term. If you refinance for a shorter term, such as 15 years, the payments will be higher, so make sure you can afford it. A shorter term significantly cuts the amount of interest you pay, in addition to getting out of debt sooner, but it gives you less flexibility if your financial situation changes. To get the effect of a shorter term without the risk, just make payments as if you had refinanced to a 15-year loan. That puts you in control, not the lender. Simply use an online calculator to get the payment you'd need to make to pay off the loan in the time frame you want. Strategy number 8, get rid of PMI. PMI, or private mortgage insurance, is charged by lenders when you take out a conventional home loan with less than a 20% down payment. But you can request a cancellation after you pay down your mortgage balance to 80% of the original value of the property. If you have a 30-year fixed-rate loan for $180,000, the PMI could be close to $100 per month. So getting rid of that premium frees up $100 that you could use to pay down your principal instead. If you're like Christian and have rock-solid finances with emergency savings, insurance, consistent retirement contributions, and no debt besides a mortgage, then I highly recommend using these 8 strategies to pay off your mortgage. But if you're not there yet, don't put the cart before the horse. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to share it with a friend or submit a quick 5-star review in iTunes. I want to thank Apocalypse on Hold, Meetanik, and Sesta 3 for their recent 5-star reviews. Sesta 3 says, "Informative and well-prepared, I cannot stress how beneficial this app is to my personal financial planning. I have the book, and it's just what I need to get the financial ball rolling. I'd love to meet her someday." Well, Sesta 3, I'd love to meet you too. Thank you so much for submitting such a nice review. The show is available on many other audio apps in addition to iTunes, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, and now on Spotify's mobile app. So I'll thank you in advance for subscribing and taking the time to submit a quick review wherever you get the show. It would really mean a lot to me. A great place to interact with me and many really smart people who are in this community is my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. To request your invitation to the group, you can visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook, or you can send me a text message for immediate access. Just text DOLLARS, that's DOLLARS, to the number 33444. I look forward to seeing you in the group. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.